VOA News. President Trump has reimposed economic sanctions on Iran, and Iranians are bracing for the repercussions. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV and other Gulf media focused their newscasts Monday on the new U.S. sanctions that were due to begin going into effect against Iran Tuesday. Trump's executive order reimposing sanctions on Iran, including prohibitions on selling gold or U.S. dollars to Iran, sanctions on the country's automotive sector, and purchases of jetliners. Exports of drugs, medical devices, and foodstuffs are excluded from the list of new sanctions. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In a speech broadcast on state television Monday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the United States cannot be trusted because it withdrew from a 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran. He said Iran has always believed in resolving disputes diplomatically, and he said Trump's call for direct negotiations with Iran were only for domestic consumption in America and to create chaos in Iran. The situation is chaotic on Indonesia's Lombok Island following a deadly quake over the weekend. AP correspondent Stephen Wright reports.
Authorities, while dealing with the human toll of the earthquake on the main island, are also trying to evacuate thousands of people from small outlying islands that are popular destinations for foreign and Indonesian tourists. Earlier today, there were thousands of people trying to get off one of those islands in particular, and there were hundreds crowded on a small beach, all jostling to get onto the small number of boats that were picking people up and taking them to the mainland.
This is VOA News. Police in Bangladesh fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse students who protested for a ninth day, demanding better enforcement of traffic safety laws and protections for pedestrians. The protests follow the deaths of two college students who were killed by unregulated commuter buses who were racing to pick up passengers. Students say they'll protest until their demands are met. The Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, has promised to grant their list of nine demands in phases. The president of Ethiopia's turbulent Somali region has resigned following violence in the regional capital Saturday, in which at least 29 people were killed. Zimbabwe's newly re-elected president says he will not form a coalition government, despite his narrow win in last week's election. The opposition is gearing up to challenge the official results in court. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare.
In a television broadcast, Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa ruled out forming a coalition government with Nelson Chamisa of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance. The two locked horns in the July 30th presidential election, with Mnangagwa winning a slim victory with 50.8% of the vote, according to official results. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa has refused to accept the results given by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and accused it of rigging the July 30th polls for ZANU-PF party. On Monday, Chamisa spokesman Khulileko Sibanda said the opposition had put together a strong legal team and will approach the court Tuesday to challenge election results. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
The American military will stop troops and other personnel in some sensitive areas from using fitness tracker or cell phone apps that could give away their location via GPS.
Fitness trackers like the Fitbit give users information about how many steps they've walked and the like, but the military's worried about what the devices can tell others via social media.
Locations, routines, and the numbers of department personnel in sensitive locations.
Colonel Rob Manning says that can pose a significant risk. A new order requires that personnel at sensitive bases and some high-risk war zone areas have to turn off the GPS function on their devices or not use them at all. 3 months ago, officials issued new restrictions on using cell phones and other mobile devices here inside the Defense Department's headquarters. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.